Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit for a while and we talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Lucario Benashley.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to KXCI. Yeah,
thank you for having me here. It's an honor and a privilege. I'm very excited.
So what do you do every day?
I work with Dr. Jennifer B. She has multiple projects, and the one I'm working on is called Perform Anew. Prevention of falls among older multi-ethnic breast cancer patients receiving taxane chemotherapy. And in the U.S., the amount of falls among older people is about 29 million per year.
And oh, wow.
Yes.
So falling basically is like a domino effect. Like
yes.
If you fall, then you break your rib, or you could hurt your hip or your foot, and then it just kind of opens the door to all this.
Yep, exactly. You fall and like maybe you don't get hurt. But then research has been done and shown that even the fear of falling, the fear of thinking you might fall again, will increase the chances of you falling and therefore playing into that cascade effect of falling and sort of makes it harder to get around.
What kinds of ways can you prevent?
We had to ask ourselves the same thing. And luckily for us, there are tons of already evidence-based models out there. We came to one called the CDC STEADI program, and that's STEADI spelled STEADI, and it stands for Stopping Elderly Accidents, Deaths, and Injuries. It is a program created by the CDC. You can go visit it on its website if you're curious. It has four recommendations by the CDC. If implemented, reduce falls, and there's four of them.
Number one.
Medication review. It's the easiest one to tackle because you just go to your family care provider and ask, hey, are there medications I'm taking the best for me right now? And are they given in the proper dosage? Because perhaps too low and they have no effect, or perhaps too much and they may make you drowsy or maybe blur up your vision. Both of these two things can increase the chances for falling. Moving on to our recommendation two, home safety. So they provide a checklist, and then you move on to number three, which is increase healthcare provider communication, where you meet with them and you talk about your feet and your eyes, because good eyesight and good feet is a good thing to have to not fall. And number four, it is very well understood that exercise is good for the body, but the thing is you have to do it safely. So the CDC embeds a program called Go for Life for this exercise recommendation to accomplish the thing they're after, which it might be balance or flexibility or strength.
These recommendations are to help prevent a fall.
Yep, correct.
And what is the connection to breast cancer?
To breast cancer? We know that falls happen about 29 million times per year. But when you try to apply a blanket solution to these falls, its research shows that it won't work. You need to target the most at-risk group for falls. After doing some more research, we found that it was the breast cancer population because they have, you know, the breast cancer to worry about. They're already older and they are receiving chemotherapy, which weakens the body in order to sort of weed out the cancer.
Right.
Yep.
So it makes you more susceptible. So what are you going to do when you graduate?
I would really like to get into medical school here at the U of A, and then after that, go back home to my reservation and help improve our healthcare system in whatever way I can.
Where's your reservation at?
The Fort Apache Indian Reservation, which is about 3.5 hours northeast of here.
Is music part of your life?
My mom and my family sort of baptized me in all sorts of music. So I listened to everything, but now I sort of gravitated to instrumental and soundtrack. So I really like Howard Shore, who did the Lord of the Rings movies. I like Hans Zimmer, who did like movies like Interstellar, Inception.
Yeah, Hans Zimmer, viva.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Of course, yeah, my pleasure.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.